The front desk at BPD put me through to Detective Jamie Sanders. The front desk cops all knew me. Sanders would remember me because of a high-profile case we worked together on earlier in the year.
"He still had his wallet, phone, and watch," said Officer Sanders. "Nothing seemed to be missing from the wallet. A couple of credit cards and $15 cash."
"Confirms what his wife said," I said.
"Of course it does," Sanders said.
He seemed a little touchy. I thought I might get a little more respect because I helped them solve that high-profile case. Maybe he had resented my help. "So, we can safely establish this wasn't a mugging," I said. "Any leads?"
"Nope."
"Would you tell me if you did?"
"Look," he said, "we have more cases than we can handle, and it's the holidays. We all would rather be trimming the tree and Christmas caroling than looking for dirtbags who beat a mall Santa. So, yeah, anything to help arrest who did this."
In the spirit of cooperation, I can tell you the Frasers are having money trouble. Pam Fraser was sick last year and they've got medical bills they're still paying.
"The trip in the ambulance and current hospital stay won't help," said Sanders.
They are family friends, but none of us had any idea things were so tough for them. Now that I know, I'll find a way to help. But first things first.
"Finding who did this."
"Exactly."
"The wife didn't mention money troubles," said Sanders.
"She wouldn't have thought it relevant. She eventually told me because I'm a friend."
"But it may be the most relevant lead we have. If Mr. Fraser became desperate, he may have turned to the wrong people for help."
"Normally, I would say Ronald would never consider a loan shark, but I don't think they'd be in a position to get a bank loan. And Ronald wouldn't risk losing their house."
"Sounds like he might have been desperate."
"Yeah," I said. "Anyone come to mind?"
"Take your pick of scumbags," Sanders said.
"The list is too long.
We'll start rounding up the usual suspects.
While you boys and girls in blue do that, there is someone I can visit. Who knows? This being Christmas time, he may be in a giving mood."
"And if he isn't?" Sanders asked.
"I'll make sure he gets a lump of coal in his stocking. And maybe a lump on his head."
"Just watch yourself. I'd hate for you to spend Christmas in jail with the drunks and criminal element of our fine city."
"I'll keep that in mind."